With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. A lightning storm that blew through northwest Montana last night has firefighters scrambling from Eureka to Glacier National Park. Fire officials say the storm triggered approximately 150 lightning strikes and at least 8 small fires or suspected fires inside Glacier National Park alone. One of the largest, the Sprague Fire, is currently estimated at 10 acres and caused an evacuation of Sperry Chalet. Kelly Stevens, a park spokeswoman, says helicopters and crews rappelling from helicopters are working on suppressing that fire.
A Type 1 and Type 2 helicopter are being used to drop water on this priority fire.
All but 3 of 42 people who are at Sperry Chalet have decided to hike out along a long and difficult alternative route after the fire cut them off from the main trail. There's no motorized road access to the chalet. The dozens of people hiking out of the chalet now must take a rugged trail more than 13 miles that crosses 2 mountain passes and can take 8 or 10 hours to walk. Park rangers also plan to lead out 39 other hikers who were staying in backcountry campsites near fires that broke out after the passing lightning storm. That storm also caused spot fires to break out between the town of Eureka and the Gibraltar Ridge Fire. Firefighters attacked those throughout the night. The Gibraltar Ridge Fire is now estimated at nearly 1,700 acres. Fire managers say they expect it to continue growing given the current weather conditions. They say it's possible for winds to continue pushing the fire east towards Eureka. The forecast is for critical fire weather throughout the weekend. That means windy conditions and possibly more storms.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Southeast of Superior along I-90, managers of the Sunrise Fire are preparing for this weekend's forecast red flag fire weather. Mary Rasmussen is a public information officer on the fire.
Well, over the next couple of days, fire managers are going to be strategically introducing fire into unburned areas on the ground in a manner reduce the amount of fuel so that if a wind event came through, the fire wouldn't pick up and run.
Fire managers say that long-range spotting has the potential to cross the Clark Fork River and I-90, impacting traffic, the Montana Rail Link rail line, transmission lines, and additional structures.
We don't feel that there's any imminent threat of the fire jumping the Clark Fork River. We are planning for it in case it does happen.
The Sunrise has now burned more than 16,000 acres and is 20% contained. Evacuation orders remain in place for the Cougar Gulch, Quartz Creek, and Verde Creek zones. There is a community meeting scheduled for the Sunrise and Burdett fires this Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The meeting will also be live streamed on Facebook. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has expanded the evacuation warning area associated with the Lolo Peak Fire. The alert reads as follows. Due to this weekend's impending red flag weather event, the evacuation warning area for Highway 12 near Lolo has been expanded now to include both the north and south sides of the highway from milepost 20 at Bear Creek to Fort Fizzle. Fire managers across northwest Montana are concerned about a ridge of high pressure that's expected to move west tomorrow.
We're really worried about that transition. Very hot and dry conditions on Saturday, certainly good burning, maybe in a few thunderstorms. We've had a few off and on each of the last few evenings. And then as we get into that southwesterly flow Saturday night and the westerly flow as a front comes through Sunday, we're worried what those breezy west winds will do.
All that wind could stoke existing fires and breathe life into lightning holdovers. A red flag warning is posted for western Montana from 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon through 9 p.m. Sunday night, but there's virtually no chance for widespread showers this weekend. Temperatures next week are forecasted to cool into the 80s. The Department of Livestock and local veterinarians are monitoring an outbreak of severe canine respiratory disease in Montana. Veterinarians in Bozeman, Livingston, Billings, Butte, Big Timber, Roundup, and Red Lodge have reported seeing dogs with coughing, difficulty breathing, and fever. Assistant State Veterinarian Tawny Szymanski said today the symptoms are similar to kennel cough, but the vaccine for kennel cough is not protecting the dogs.
Unfortunately, we just haven't been able to exactly pinpoint what the cause of the infection is, which is frustrating.
Dogs with more critical infections have developed pneumonia.
A lot of these dogs have required antibiotics to get over these infections.
Canine influenza is suspected, but more testing is needed to confirm that. A small number of dogs have died, and young animals seem particularly sensitive.
Whether they're coughing or sneezing or sharing a water bowl, putting that out into the environment and then being in close contact with other dogs is going to allow for the the transfer of disease between animals.
In the meantime, the Department of Livestock recommends pet owners limit their dogs' contact with other pets in the community. And humans are not to worry about their health if they're near a coughing pup. Szymanski says there's no evidence at this time that this particular respiratory disease is transferable to humans. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.